Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The apparent names and addresses of the grand jury members that indicted former President Trump have been posted online. The info found on a website that frequently uses violent rhetoric. Nonpartisan research group Advanced Democracy spotted the posting and says that the names and supposed pictures of grand jurors have already started to circulate on other social media sites. A new video appears to show former Trump advisor Roger Stone plotting to overthrow the 2020 election by changing state electors. MSNBC showed the footage last night that was filmed 2 days before the election was called for Biden.
Any legislative body may decide on the basis of overwhelming evidence of fraud to send electors to the Electoral College who accurately reflect the president's legitimate victory in their state, which was illegally denied him through fraud.
At least 110 people are confirmed dead in what has become the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. Hawaii Governor Josh Green confirming the new total in a news conference yesterday afternoon. A southeastern Minnesota town will soon be without a police department. Starting August 24th, the entire police department of Goodhue will be no more. The police chief stepped down at a city council meeting on August 9th for another job over pay and recruiting concerns. The remaining officers resigned August 11th after hearing the chief quit. This is USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Target seeing a drop in sales after backlash over its Pride Month merchandise.
Sales at Target fell over 5% in the second quarter, with customers buying less in discretionary categories and instead more in the food, beauty, and essentials categories. CEO Brian Cornell added that Target will continue to focus on the guest experience while taking a cautious approach to planning as it preps for the fall season. He added that Target will still celebrate Pride in the future. A press release from the company says the retail giant will cut its profit outlook for the rest of this year. I'm John Schaefer.
The Ravens mourning the loss of former running back Alex Collins, who died Sunday at the age of 28 after a motorcycle crash in South Florida. Ravens coach John Harbaugh opened his Tuesday press conference with a message for Collins' family.
From the bottom of our hearts as an organization, every player, every coach, from Steve right on through the whole organization, we want to wish that family our utmost heartfelt condolences and also our prayers for them. and for Alex in eternity.
Younger people are being diagnosed with cancer more often than before. A study published in the journal JAMA Network Open shows that between 2010 and 2019, there's been a substantial increase in the rates of early onset cancers. Gastrointestinal cancers have the fastest growing rates. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody...
6 minutes after the top of the hour, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and our next guest, Dr. Carol Swain, former university professor of political science, professor of law, Vanderbilt University Law School. And, you know, Carol has a fascinating background, especially in light of all things, you know, that we have been discussing. It almost seems ad nauseum, and she is an insult to those race baiters and those that somehow are claiming some social injustice. Okay, now I'm not blanketing that and just saying it has no relevance whatsoever, but I'm just saying that stories like Carol Swain's are such that it stands in great contrast to the narrative that some would want you to believe. I mean, Carol was born into abject poverty in rural Virginia. She earned 5 degrees, obtained early tenure at Princeton and full professorship at Vanderbilt, where she was professor of political science and a professor of law. Today, she is a sought-after cable news contributor, prominent national speaker, best-selling author, and on and on. This is an accomplished woman of merit and highly respected because of her track record and what she has done. Carol, good to have you back on the show. It's been a while, and I wanted to give people a bit of an idea of your background, especially in light of all the controversy about equity that's been put out there. Also, of course, the latest Supreme Court decision that said that affirmative action had pretty much run its course, right?
Yes, Bill. And I want to start by addressing the elephant in the room, because the left will attack me and say, you benefited by affirmative action, and now you're trying to pull the ladder up behind you. Mm-hmm. And I think that is one of the chapters in the book. I talk mm-hmm. about my affirmative action journey, but what I argue is that in the 1970s, when I started my education, I benefited from non-discrimination, outreach, and recruitment, because colleges and universities were actually seeking talented minorities. But when I got my start, I started at a community college. I had mm-hmm. a high school equivalency, and at that community college, I was on the dean's list twice. And then when I went to my four-year college, Ronald College in Salem, Virginia, I graduated magna cum laude, and I was working full-time nights and weekends at the community college. And I have always worked, and I wrote my first undergraduate paper on affirmative action. I got an A-plus on that paper, and I quoted in the book. And even back then, 1983, I was questioning affirmative action, and I saw how destructive it was. And I was a Democrat then, And I was someone that had been excited about the program, but by 1983, I saw the problem.
Mm-hmm. What did you see, Carol, in 1983 that opened your eyes to the shortcomings of affirmative action?
Well, first of all, I was a student, and I had white classmates, mostly white men, and they would tell me that I had it made because I was a black woman, that I was a twofer. And some would say that that they were unemployed, that they would have a job if they were black. So that was one issue. But the other issue was I had black classmates that came from affluent backgrounds, and there were two groups. One group told me, you know, that because of affirmative action, they were going to become doctors and lawyers because they have to let us in. These people that said that to me were barely, some of them didn't have a 2.0 grade point average. They were below 2.0. So
They didn't even apply themselves. They felt entitled going in just because of the color of their skin is what you're telling me.
Yeah, they said they had to let us in. And there was another group that I really felt sorry for because they said that without affirmative action, you know, we can't get into college. We can't do this. We can't do that. It was like can't. And so back then I made a vow. I did not want to be seen as an affirmative action appointment or a student or all of this stuff like that. And so I worked very hard to be an honest student. And in the book, I talk about some of the things that I witnessed and experienced, and that's just one chapter. But the premise of the whole book is that affirmative action had to go. In fact, Bill, I had drafted 90% of the book before the court decision, and I anticipated the fall of affirmative action because I knew that the courts could not continue to allow the divisiveness, and the DEI had gotten to the point that white people were being shamed and bullied because of the color of their skin. Asians, they are minority. They were being targeted because they are successful and hardworking. And I knew that the court, I felt like they had to step in, but I also knew that if they didn't step in, there would be no end to DEI and CRT.
Exactly.
So the book argues that DEI and CRT violates the law in the same way that race-based affirmative action in college administration admissions do.
Yeah, when she says DEI, ladies and gentlemen, I know you've heard it time and again. Of course, we change it around. We call it DIE because DEI should be DIE. It dies. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Carol, looking back at the history of affirmative action, my perception is this is the government overstepping, trying to influence a vote in a sort of in sort of ways, right? I mean, they were buying votes with affirmative action. That's the bottom line, right?
But here's the thing that a lot of people don't realize. Affirmative action was never a law in the sense that it was passed by two houses of Congress and signed by a president. It's a series of executive orders. John F. Kennedy issued the first one in 1960. Then Lyndon Johnson issued one or two. And then Nixon issued one. In fact, Republican Nixon was the one that issued the first quota plan. And there's a book by John D. Scrutiny, who's a professor at UC San Diego, and he argues, the title of the book is The Ironies of Affirmative Action. He argues that it was white male elite that pushed through preferential treatment. Civil rights movement was never about preferential treatment. And so in my book, The Adversity of Diversity, I document the history, and I have no problem with diversity. I believe that we can have diversity without discrimination. We can have diversity without divisiveness. We can have diversity, and it's very demeaning to minorities, like people like me. Like, I was at Princeton, but my first book won three national prizes. It won the Career Prize for Political Scientists, been cited by the U.S. Supreme Court. And I have always... I've been successful because I worked hard. It wasn't, you know, the fact that I was black, but I couldn't hide the fact that I was black. And because I am black, people can say everything I accomplished was because of affirmative action.
Wow. Well, you know, the kind of diversity you're talking about, you write about in your book, that's something we can rally around and celebrate, can't we?
Yes, and I would really appreciate if your listeners would go out and order a copy of The Diversity of Adversity, How Real Affirmative Action Can Promote Healing in a Post of How Real Unity Training
exactly.
Promote Healing.
Mm-hmm. And The Adversity of Diversity is available at all the usual places. We'll link it on our website as well. We're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Carol Swain on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Christian Independent, just what you'd like to hear from us as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. It's just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with Dr. Carol Swain. Her brand new book, The Adversity of Diversity. I got to tell you, you need to get your hands on this book. You know, we talk often about knowledge is power and that you need to own your own knowledge. And what Carol has done for us is a true gift. I mean, her writing is always just so phenomenal, on point. There's a lot of hard work that goes into it. This isn't just a scribbling of random thoughts. I mean, this is well-researched, and it will cause you to really firm up your thinking and understanding. Because like we say, you need to own your own knowledge. Don't just take Bill Martinez's word or Dr. Swain's word. You know, you need to know what you know instead of listening to the talking heads, you know, whether it's on, you know, some social media network or television or what you read in the newspaper. Because this is the problem that we've had, Carol, is that people have taken for granted that whether it's Joe Biden, the government, the FBI or whatever, they're telling us the whole truth and not. But we've learned here recently that that's not necessarily the case, is it?
That's right. You cannot go by what you hear. And unfortunately, some Republicans and conservatives have been persuaded by the diversity, equity, and inclusion industry that they have to get on board. And that's why they are pushing, always imitating the Democrats. And really, that's not what America is supposed to be about. We're supposed to practice non-discrimination, you know, equal opportunity, outreach, compliance with the law. I encourage people to know the civil rights laws of our land. But beyond that, corporations are supposed to be about the business of business. They were all founded with mission statements. They're not supposed to be social welfare agencies or social engineering groups. And so people need to get back to work.
Exactly. Well, and they need to know what they know. And what's happening here is you've got to see when you're being forced into something, you are surrendering your freedom. That is the ultimate gift that God has given his creation, all of us. That is the basis on this great American idea. It's freedom. And when you rely on somebody else other than God for your services and your natural needs, you are in trouble. And what the government has done, it is weaponized. Corporate America has weaponized this issue for a social agenda, this supposed utopia that they think that they're going to create. That, Carol, in your study, have you ever found DEI or any rendition of it being successful that you said, oh, wow, yeah, the Romans, oh, the Macedonians, they used it. They were so effective. They did such wonderful things, right? Is there anything in history that would indicate that DEI had any sense of accomplishment?
But, I mean, we don't have to go to history. We can look at the corporations that set up their programs after George Floyd's death. Many of them are quietly firing and laying off their DEI offices because, really, what they bring is conflict to the workplace. And if you have a workplace that's operating smoothly, once you bring in a CRT, DEI person or a sensitivity trainer, you're going to have problems. And if you set up a penalty group, the purpose of those groups is to get together and gripe about how awful things are. And I believe that, again, get back to the business of business. What is the mission of the organization? And other than the major holidays, there's no reason that people's inbox needs to be flooded with information about some group's special day.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, Zig Ziglar called it stinking thinking, Carol. When, you know, people that come around in their humanity and just want to have a complaining caucus there at work. What a waste of time.
It's a waste of resources. And it's also the DEI is backfiring because it results in the loss of profits when they do foolish stuff like Bud Light and Dylan Mulvaney, for a current example, they're hurting stockholders, people that have invested in Target. They're losing, you know, billions of dollars, and stockholders are suing. White people have finally awakened, and they've started suing and demanding their own civil rights and equal protection clause protections. And so my book offers a reasonable off-ramp for companies that want diversity, but they don't want to discriminate. They don't want to be in violation of the law. And it's a short read. It is well documented. And I would urge people to buy it, give it to your employers, your CEO, and encourage them to read it because it really can bring us together. What they're doing with DEI and CRT drives us apart. It can never bring about reconciliation. And there's no research to show that it has ever worked successfully. Look at the Biden administration. It is a complete disaster because of identity politics and DEI that separated from qualified individuals.
Yeah, it's amazing that people voted for Joe Biden. I don't know what they were thinking, that somehow he was a unifier. I've never known him to be a unifier, even when he was Vice President of the United States under Barack Obama.
Language. I mean, I came out in 2020 with unity training and talking about unity, and then the next thing I know, you know, his inaugural address was all about unity. They steal our ideas, they steal concepts, and they change the meaning of words, but then their actions don't comport with the traditional meanings of those words.
Well, because it's soulless, Carol. They really don't believe it. I mean, it's just like when Joe Biden was asked about Maui, for example. I mean, he said no comment.
They manipulate people.
Yeah, exactly.
They manipulate situations.
Yeah. And he does this time and time again. And, you know, and you can only blame the mainstream media so much. I mean, it's like, come on, we the people, wake up. You know, you don't need to be silly about this stuff. You're hearing it from their lips, and you're seeing that what they're saying doesn't comport with their policies. You know, like the Reduction Inflation Act. He says, oh, maybe a bad title. I mean, that's like Barack Obama talking about those shovel-ready jobs, right? And he laughed about it. I guess that wasn't so shovel-ready after all. But meanwhile, how many billions of dollars did it cost us?
Well, I mean, that administration has been a disaster, and we really do need to get back to our Constitution and our civil rights laws. The Constitution and the Civil Rights Act of 1964 protects all persons against discrimination, and this includes Christians, white males, heterosexuals, as well as racial and ethnic minorities and white people. All persons are protected against discrimination. And people need to know the protections they have, but they also need to get back to business.
Exactly. Well, when you talk about diversity and what's noted in your book, The Adversity of Diversity, you know, I see this, Carol, and help me if I need some adjustment here. But what I see is what you presented to corporate America has application to individuals, doesn't it?
It does, and also to governmental institutions, to schools. We can have diversity, and we've had diversity. We can have it without discriminating against any group. And what they're doing right now is not true diversity. They have really set up divisiveness.
Exactly.
And they're destroying organizations. And some people may be well-meaning. Some people may be fearful. But it's time to stand up and look for better ways to get to the kind of society that we want to live in.
Well, I believe we're challenged to ask that question. Whatever should come across our minds in the portal for consideration is we need to ask, does it add or take away from the unification of this country? Because the great American experiment was about a unified people, not a divided people. And unfortunately, the political powers are such that they're dividing us for one purpose only. That's for, well, actually, you could say two, power and control, right? That's the bottom line.
That's absolutely true. And my new book, The Adversity of Diversity, is co-authored with a friend of mine that has worked with me on some other projects. And he happens to be a white male who was a sports writer. He's around my age. And he has experienced so much discrimination. And, you know, like, we're better than this. We are so much better than this. And we don't have to live in this kind of society. And we're destroying America. It may sound good the way the left tries to frame it, but what we're doing is not making any institution stronger. It's making us all weaker. And it's also creating a lot of division, and it's demeaning to racial and ethnic minorities. In fact, Princeton University has a new course by a Middle Eastern professor who argues that racial and ethnic minorities are handicapped. I'm not handicapped. Blacks are not handicapped. I'm not handicapped. There's nothing wrong with me. But this course that we should be treated as disabled.
What they're doing. What they're doing to future generations.
So racist.
Exactly, without a doubt. Check it out. The Adversity of Diversity, available at all the usual places, including Amazon.
Dr.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
USA News Update. The apparent names and addresses of the grand jury members that indicted former President Trump have been posted online. The names and supposed pictures of those grand jurors have now started to circulate on social media sites. A new video appears to show former Trump advisor Roger Stone plotting to overthrow the 2020 election by changing state electors. At least 110 people confirmed dead in what has become the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. That devastating wind-driven blaze tore through the town of Lahaina. A southeastern Minnesota town will soon be without a police department starting August 24th. The entire police department of Goodhue will be no more. The police chief stepped down on August 9th. The remaining officers resigned August 11th after hearing the chief quit. Corey Myers, USA News.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Before the top of the hour, you know, just in time for the new start of the school year, the woke movement has spread. It never left. You think it left the building, right? You thought, okay, we've had enough. They're going to tuck tail and go. No, that's not the way this works. It is insidious, and they're not going to go away easily. Regardless of the facts and regardless of the pressure that mama bears and papa bears place, you've got to maintain the resistance because it continues to spread. It has even shown up in red states. Yes, in red states like Tennessee and Texas, where insidious books containing sexually explicit content can be found in libraries. I know you're kind of blown away to think, wait a minute, this is so academic and so basic. Why would you want to expose your young children to such smut? You see, common sense people ask that question. And you got to understand that we're living with a lot of not so common sense people that think that this is okay, and that it's more than okay, that it's acceptable, that it's okay for their kids, and if it's okay for their kids, then like it or not, it better be okay for your kids. If not, we've got power, we've got pressure, we've got ways in which your kids are going to be exposed with this kind of smut, whether you like it or not. And, oh, by the way, if you can imagine, these books also contain QR codes. You know, the QR codes that our kids have grown up with. They know how to use their cell phones and, you know, dial in and, you know, take a picture of the QR code that takes the children to inappropriate web pages. They're basically pornographic. That's the bottom line. Well, this all according to the president of Capital Resource Institute, Karen England joins us now. Karen, welcome to the show. Good to have you back.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay, did I lay it out pretty much the way it is? I mean, this is a hot mess, Karen, and people need to understand that the battle has just begun. It's not over.
Oh, absolutely, and people would be shocked. I think anyone listening can go online, look at their school district library, and find, I'm not talking about, you know, something just a really conservative parent objects to. I'm talking about pornographic, vulgar, erotica, repeatedly in these books. And that's why we created our website that just recently went live, and we're adding new books and districts to it every single week. And it shows you the actual books. You can click on it and print the PDFs. You get the excerpts all for free. So you can judge for yourself. You can't say you didn't know if you heard this radio show, because we're out there putting it out there. And the key thing is, parents can go and get these challenged and get these removed from local schools. And that's what parents are going to need to do. It's parents versus the American Library Association.
Exactly. Karen, walk us through. What should a parent do? Step one. A parent says, okay, I heard Karen Englund. She's talking to Bill Martinez, and we need to go to a website. So step one, what do they do?
First, you want to go to Take Back the Classroom, takebacktheclassroom.com. And get a copy of our toolkit, because that explains how we got here. And I think it's really important that we know how we got here and you understand the different laws. But in addition to that, it explains how you can go on your local school district website and look these books up. And if you're having trouble, you can reach out to our staff. We've been helping a lot of parents and parent groups find these books. And so the minute you find a book, you need to decide if that's something you want to challenge. Do you want it removed from the school library, or do you want parent permission before a kid checks it out? And then you start the process. Each school district in each state has a little different process here. In the last year, we've challenged three books so far in Clarksville, Tennessee. Two of them have been removed, and the other one, we're going to have to challenge it. But we have been successful, and so you can get these books removed. But you have to go through the process, whatever that process is, and it's different in every state and every school district. And it is something that I'm going to start carrying these printouts that we've made from our website everywhere I go, because people really think it's not that bad. I want them to look and see how much vulgar, graphic, and some of the pictures. You would be arrested if you showed it to a neighbor child.
Exactly. Do you have a link of these pictures, Karen, that we could possibly use somehow and get them to other people?
Yes, absolutely. You can go on takebacktheclassroom.com. We show you the book. We show you the actual pages, and so, yes, all of those links can be sent out. We don't put anything up there that I haven't gone through and read myself, so I'm really careful to make sure it's not just a quick, one sentence that I'm objecting to. It's the book as a whole, and so everything on our site goes through me first. Nothing gets on there without me going through it and deciding, you know what, this is definitely objectionable. And parents need to know about it. So, yes, they're all over the site. And we are, like I said, I think four books are going up in the next 48 hours. So every couple of days we're uploading new books and new school districts across the country. We're adding the state of Utah. And so I think we'll have a total of 8 or 9 different states represented. And we're just continuing to fill the website so that it's a resource for parents everywhere.
Wow. Karen, congratulations on all the great work here. You've been the vanguard of this for so many years. What is it like for you? I mean, because you have been on the front lines of this, and this has got to rub your nerves raw, because this is just, you know, so insidious. And then when you try to talk to other parents that seem so laissez-faire or just so ignorant of this, I'm sure you're biting your tongue quite often. And to try to have some patience, you know, to get people to understand just how bad it is, and that they, you know, really, if we're going to do something about it, we need to be united against these forces, do we not?
Oh, absolutely. And the other side is united against us and our kids. You know, we're the only we're the lobbyists for our children. And so if we're not going to protect them.
Yes, that's what it comes down to. Exactly.
Yeah. Who is going to protect them? And the other side is very serious about pushing their worldview onto our minor children. Mm-hmm. And so you have to, I will say, I'm a little more encouraged that people are waking up. Does it get frustrating? Yes. I received an email yesterday from someone that said, you know, 3 years ago, we were just talking about you. 3 years ago, we thought you were bat crazy. And now we know you are all, literally, we have this correspondence.
Yeah, I know. I know the middle adjective.
Yes, I get it. And they were like, you know, and now we think you're a hero. We wish we would have listened back then because things would be different in our school district now. Right. And so I'm just encouraged people are waking up and want to help those moms that are waking up and realizing this entire system has been against them and has not been their friend when we thought they were.
Well, the forces that are prevailing as far as the union and the public school system and that, they do not seem to be a positive agency for the family unit. When they want to take your kids away from you and they want to give them drugs to change their sex, to offer counseling that's inappropriate outside of the home and without parental permission. I mean, this is unbelievable that we're even having to have a long debate on this. Clearly this is a violation of our constitutional rights. But look, if you don't fight for your rights, then you're going to get run over. This is how we got here, right?
Oh, absolutely. It is. And people were trusting the school systems. Again, I now live in a red county in a red state. And we just found out that our local school district is not paying attention to Tennessee law and decided to align with, we're a red county, but the administration decided to align with the ALA and their age limits for books, which there is none. So they think everything's age appropriate.
Unbelievable. Well, you know, I think that, you know, in the old days, Karen, you know, when I was growing up, households, remember they had the Tupperware parties?
Yep.
You know, and I think we ought to do a take back the classroom parties. And we'll just have
Absolutely.
Families get together, right? We get them together in local communities, local neighborhoods, you know, four or five families in the neighborhood together and go over this stuff, you know? And,
Absolutely.
And you don't need another piece of Tupperware anyway. Your investment of time would be more beneficial if you deposited into your children and their education. Just saying, you know, that's all,
yes.
Right?
Well, and they can go to our website and print these excerpts so they can carry them with them every time they're at a soccer game or a football game. They can show what is in your local school.
Yeah, without a doubt. Again, remind everybody where they can go to get their hands on all these great tools that are available. Karen, thank you so much for all the great work you're
Absolutely.
Doing, by the way.
Absolutely. TakeBackTheClassroom.com.
She is Karen England, the president of Capital Resource Institute. Thank you, Karen. Take care. Have a blessed
day.
Thank
you.
You got it.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second.
second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. Ashley Smith is going to be joining us in just a moment to talk about the chaos and to share her personal story. A wife of a police officer, and when you hear what's going on, it will gall you. I mean, it's 100% of the time people hear this story and they just can't believe it's happening in today's America. I mean, with all that we're seeing, you know, in New York City, of course, you saw those riots in the streets of New York. Of course, some of them, well, they, you know, it's kind of a gathering, you know, kind of, they want to declare it a riot. And, you know, same thing in the other cities. It's just amazing how they're word capturing and changing the narrative. But the fact of the matter is they're destroying property, stealing merchandise, wreaking havoc across the city. So why have the number of property crimes jumped in 62 of the 100 largest cities? Is anybody asking that question? Well, our next guest is, and she has a lot of personal reasons to ask that question. Ashley, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, tell us your story.
Okay. So back in 2016, my husband worked for Montgomery Police Department and had been on the force for several years. He had a reputation for being a very proactive law enforcement officer. He got the job done. If there was stuff going on, he was handling it. And so they had moved.
So was he kind of a broken windows kind of guy? Is that what you're saying when you say he's proactive?
Yeah. So if he,
is that fair
if
to say?
Yeah. I mean, okay. If he was, there was a problem, they were going to be radioing him. Hey, there's a problem.
Okay.
Get your unit out there and let's handle this. And so, he was moved from his regular district and assigned to a specific detail in an area where there were rampant burglaries and break-ins, vehicle break-ins, and it had been happening so much that his superior officers were like, this needs to be taken care of, get it handled, stop anything you see in that area that moves, this is the description of the person that we believe to be committing these crimes, this needs to be handled.
So his boss is his bosses decide they're going to send the A team in there. They're going to send somebody who can get the job done, right? Because it hadn't been getting done. It's only been getting worse, going in the wrong direction, right?
Seems to
be common sense, right?
Right. And so they sent an officer that wasn't going to sit in a secluded area and play on his phone and wait for the time clock to run out. Like, they sent an officer that they knew would patrol, and he would ride around, and if he saw someone that fit the description or someone that looked like maybe they shouldn't be where they were at that time or whatever, he would stop and say, hey, what you doing out here? Like, what's going on? You know? Mm-hmm. And so that's what happened. He was in the neighborhood that the break-ins were happening in. There was a subject walking down the road that fit the description of the person who had been doing these break-ins. He was wearing, you know, baggy clothing and just... It's 2 o'clock in the morning. He's walking on the side of the road. He's got his hands in his pockets. He was like, let me just stop and see what this guy's doing. So he stops him to start out. The subject was compliant. He stopped, was talking to him, a little bit fidgety, kept putting his hands in his hoodie pocket. For Cody's safety, he doesn't know. That's my husband's name, Cody. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know what he's reaching for, what's in his pocket. So at that point, for his safety, he informs the subject he's going to do a quick frisk for his safety.
Mm-hmm.
The subject complies. He frisks him. During the frisk, he feels a hard object at his waistband. Subject gets kind of squirmy. He can tell things are about to shift. He's been doing it long enough. He can tell
At this point, your husband, he's a veteran police officer. He's been on the force for how long?
5 years.
At this point. 5 years. Yeah. So he's got some experience. Okay, so go ahead.
Yeah, almost 5 years. Maybe it was like four and a half or something, but I mean, it was close.
Right.
And so he can tell the guy's getting a little squirrely, so he radios for backup. So he feels the hard object in the waistband. Guy starts getting a little squirrely. He radios for backup. At the time he radios for backup, the subject starts to kind of sidestep, like he's going to try to get away from him. So Cody pulls his taser and says, he didn't tase him, but he said, just hold on. And he got more squirrely when Cody called for backup. He started getting more nervous.
Right.
So at that point, he's about to flee. So he shoves Cody, which is automatically a charge.
He shoves the police officer. Oh, my gosh. Okay, great.
So he shoves him and takes off. The second he shoves him and takes off, Cody pursues. That's what they're trained to do. So this idea that the prosecution and everyone else has that he shouldn't have pursued him, he should have just let him go, he didn't have any right to pursue. No, the second he put his hands on an officer, he had a right to pursue.
Exactly.
Him. He is following
he's broken the law at that point.
Right, and at this point, Cody doesn't know what he has on him and if there's a threat to, you know, the community that they're in.
Right,
also.
Exactly.
So he's pursuing.
Because, now this guy, he's got something in his waistband, could be a gun, goes off in the community, kills somebody, and Cody says, well, I just let him go, because that's what you want me to do, right? So he lets him go, and then how much more liability is he going to have for that, right?
Right.
It's insane.
So
right, okay.
It is, exactly. So he pursues him, and the whole time he's chasing him, the guy continues to stick his hands in that front pocket. So for his safety, Cody is telling him, show me your hands, put your hands up, stop resisting. The guy is not listening to him, so he tases.
Mm-hmm.
Taser's first tasing is ineffective. The guy doesn't respond to the taser. So he tases him again. He doesn't respond to the taser again. They scuffle. The guy, at some point, he dry stuns them. I think it was two ejected tasers and then two dry stuns. He was tased a total of four times. And the guy was absolutely unresponsive to the taser. He continues to flee. Cody
was his clothes so thick that it couldn't, the tasers couldn't get through the clothing or some other situation?
So he had a hoodie on. I do think that there was definitely some of the taser prongs did not meet him because of the clothing. And so... he swapped his baton as trained. So at this point, he's using all non-lethal force. He is using his use of force continuum as he was trained to do, starting at the lower force and working his way up.
You're amazing to me, Ashley. Here, you are the wife, and you know this language.
Yes.
This is impressive. This is impressive. Okay. Obviously, you two talk a lot. I mean, for you to know, you know this, and you don't get this just from watching Blue Bloods. So this is great. Okay,
right.
So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sir. That's okay. So he's following his training. He uses his baton and the large muscle groups as he was trained to do. So side of his arm, side of his leg, trying to gain compliance. The guy is still not compliant.
Wow.
He runs off onto a porch. It is dark. It's 2:30 in the morning, and they get on the porch together, and Cody hears a clanking sound, like metal clanking. He looks and notices that the guy has grabbed some sort of large pole. He doesn't know exactly what it is. He just knows it is some sort of large metal pole object.
Right.
He tries to take a step back. When he steps back, there's a support beam behind him on the porch. He feels trapped in on the porch with this guy with a pole. The guy comes at him with a pole. At this point, he's used on non-lethal force. He chunks his baton and draws his duty weapon and shoots. As a result, the subject did die from the shots that were fired. It turned out it was a large steel-enforced painter's pole that this guy had grabbed off of. Had been leaning up against a house where someone had been painting, and so he grabbed the pole and went to swing at him with it. We had an expert that did a study on this exact painter's pole and the effect that it can have. He did, like, he's like a pig carcass trial, and they ended up, our attorney ended up not using this expert at trial, which is a whole other issue. But he did this experiment on a pig carcass to show you what the damage this sort of pole could cause. It actually can break off on the end and make a jagged edge that could act as a spear. Of course, Cody doesn't know that, but he knows this object could incapacitate him.
Well, yeah, of course.
And in the event that this object incapacitated him, this guy has now access to his duty weapon, access to
everything.
His patrol vehicle that is running, and his AR-15 that is in his patrol vehicle. So he has to not only defend himself in this situation, he has to defend the community. So
exactly.
When this guy armed himself, whether it be a gun or not, anything that can incapacitate an officer is a weapon. Mm-hmm. When he armed himself with this pole, he made a decision that was a life-ending decision for him.
Right.
And so Cody fired within 3 days of this shooting. Let me just back up. So Cody fired.
Okay, we've got about a minute and a half left here, Ashley, so go ahead.
Okay.
All right, just, go
ahead. I'll try to hurry. Okay, so he falls back. Cody actually kind of has a panic attack. Responding officers show up, and Cody's on the ground, like, pulling his vest off and stuff because he can't breathe. So it's not like he was unaffected by this. It was something that was really difficult for him. Within 3 days, they were charging him with murder. And then it took a couple years to get to trial because of some, judge recusal issues and a lot of different things. We went to trial in 2019 where he was convicted of heat of passion manslaughter and sentenced to 14 years in prison. He's currently
He was convicted?
Yes.
Wow. Where's the police union in all this?
The FOP is being supportive, and they've agreed to do, like, an amicus brief to help with some of the legal stuff to add into our appeal process. The department was not supportive at all. The Montgomery Police Department just completely railroaded him and used him as an example. It's very political.
This is crazy. Now, Ashley, how can I find out more information? We've got 30 seconds left. I know our audience is going to be interested in this as well. Where can we find out more information? Is there a link that they can go and get more information on your husband's story?
Yes. Okay. So if you go to www.pipehitterfoundation.org, you can see Cody's story. Hit this on the homepage. Just click on Cody Smith, learn more. And that's pipehitterfoundation.org.
But we'll get some more information. I look forward to having you back because I want to get an update. So stay in touch with me, okay?
Yes, sir. I definitely will.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.